Hey gang, Al Perhacks here. I want to share something really interesting with you that is going to allow you to maximize almost everything that you do. If you saw the free video that I did the other day on my MindForce blog, I think it was on the MindForce blog, it was on the Advanced Mind Power blog, and I was sitting outside by my pool and I was talking, I gave a kind of a law of attraction tidbit, and I said that I would share more information with the MindForce Syndicate members, and obviously you're one of them, so you're going to get this information. I talked about adjusting a dial for success. Now, I got a lot of emails about that. Some people wrote back and just said, you know, you really didn't give anything out, you didn't give that much information out, but it really was a great tidbit of information that, when applied, can be used magnificently in your attraction, in your hypnotic influence, any mind power skill that you're looking for. I call it mind force, but you can call it mind power, whatever you want. Let me just break it down for you and give you a really good understanding of what I'm talking about here so you can get the flavor of it. Now, your mind will go in the direction with which you point it, number one. And number two, your mind has the ability to visualize extremely well. Your mind has the ability to take a picture and make it vibrant. Now, even if you're not a good visualizer, you can train your mind to become good at visualizing. Doesn't mean you're going to be the best visualizer in the world, but think of it this way. There are many times when you are daydreaming. There are many times when you smell something that comes in from the kitchen. Could be a chicken that's being cooked, or a turkey, or a cake, and you automatically respond to that. You automatically get excited if it's something that you enjoy. You can go to the beach and smell the ocean, and you get excited about it. The same thing is true with sound, with visions, you know, all these different things. Now, what I'm talking about in terms of a dial is that when you go through your hypnotic influence, let's say self-hypnosis, when you go through any of your self-talk, your affirmations, those types of things, a lot of times we get into a routine where we just say, you know, and if you're not doing your affirmations, you need to do them. Do them on a daily basis. Just take a look at them. If you don't want to do a long list, just do 5 affirmations. And do them every day, 3 times a day. You're going to get great results. But let me explain to you how you're going to get your goals, how you're going to attract what you want much quicker. And again, I've used this technique, and it works fabulously. It really does. But you've got to have the right mindset in order to do it. I kind of let the cat out of the bag on that short video the other day. And, you know, sometimes I have these concepts that I'm going to teach a specific type of method or a specific technique, and I'll put it on the back burner and I may not get to it. But I just happened to be sitting out there by my pool, didn't even have my camera with me. I was actually having a beer, my little dog was there, and I just thought, you know what, I just feel like this would be a good time to expose this information. Obviously exposed it to my entire list, but I left some of the most important parts out, and I'm giving those to you now. A lot of people didn't see a real value in understanding that concept of the dial. But here's what I want you to really understand, is that when you bring a picture into your mind, and I'm going to use an example and give you that example now. The example is you getting either a promotion at your job or a new job, or if you don't have a job, getting a job. All right, I'm using this because everyone can relate to it. Now, if you're in your own business, I'm going to send that out to you as, let's say, a new client or something like that. And let's say that's what you're looking to attract. You've got that goal that you want to attract. It's out there, whatever it might be. The problem with most people with law of attraction, I've said this so many times, is that they only focus on pie-in-the-sky stuff. Like, they'll read a book on law of attraction, and law of attraction states that you can get anything that you want. And so people gravitate towards that, and they think of $1 million, or they think of these outlandish goals, which is fine, but you got to believe it first before you can achieve it. That's the truth of the matter. And the way that you're going to believe it is by ratcheting up your belief level. Now, the way you ratchet up that belief level is by setting, obviously, attraction goals that are incremental. So if you want to make or earn or have $1 million, what you need to do is you need to figure out how would you even do that. I mean, you're going to win a lottery? Is that how it's going to happen? Are you going to earn that in a business? If you are, take what you earn right now. I don't know what that is, 50, 100,000, 250,000, divide that into a million, and how many times more money do you have in order to have $1 million? You may find that it's quite a bit of money. For example, if you earn $50,000 a year, that means that you would need to make 20 times 50,000 in order to make $1 million, which if you looked at it over the years, that's 20 years earnings. $1 million. 20 times. It's a lot of money. And I don't think people realize or even think about how much money that actually is. Now, if you may earn $100,000 a year, that's 10 times. Still, it's a lot. It's 10 years. If you earn $100,000 a year, which is a pretty good income, $1 million is 10 years of that. And even at $250,000, what is that? That's 4 years. It's almost a half a decade of difference in terms of income. So the reason I give you that perspective is to get you to understand that your mind has to open up to the possibilities, but there has to be a possibility there. Don't just throw something out there, because if your mind doesn't believe it, it's going to be less likely to attract. So I'd rather see you attract and say, hey, I want, you know, if you're making earning $50,000 or $100,000, I'd rather see you go to a $250,000, then $500,000, $750,000, and then $1 million. Okay, just as an example. If you're looking at a job, and again, using $50,000 as a baseline, and you're looking to earn more, what type of jobs are those? You see, as you're putting all these little intangibles together, you start to take that attraction process and create something that has some substance to it versus, oh, I'd like to get a job paying, you know, $25,000 more. So I'd like to find a job earning $75,000. What is that job? If you can crystallize it in your mind what that job is, then it has more of a chance of being attractive to you because now you're more specific. You always got to be specific with your energy, specific with your mind intent. But what does that have to do with the dial? The dial is a mental representation of what you can do in order to make that happen. So for example, when you're doing your lying down meditation and you're getting yourself into a state of attraction and you're relaxing, you're getting your body feeling really just euphoric, blissful, just phenomenal, you want to start attracting, is the visualization that you have inside your head is that of adjusting a dial. Just like you would adjust the dial on, you know, your iPod, you know, you get a dial like that, or if you've got a stereo mechanism, you adjust the dial on that and you see the volume going up, or you see whatever it is, you're adjusting that dial. The reason I use that adjusting of a dial is it's something that we all are aware of. It's something that we've all used one way or the other. And so it's already in your mind. It's not a new concept that you have to do. But what you do is you get to amplify that feeling. You're going to amplify the vision. You're going to amplify that attraction. So it would be something like this, is that if you're looking at that job and you know what it is that you want, you kind of forecast out and you kind of see that job out there, whatever it might be. And again, you want to be as specific as you can, but sometimes you don't have to be, you know, so specific. Example, I mean, obviously, if you know of a company that's hiring and they've got a certain job, you hone in on that. If you don't, you just kind of put your law of attraction energy out there and you look to pull in whatever's out there. Now, obviously, you got to send resumes out. You got to do all of the physical work in order to make that happen. Don't just think somebody's going to knock on your door, although it has happened to me. Depends on your belief factor. It depends on your situation. But the thing is that using that as the example is you take that dial and you amplify it, which means that attraction energy that you were sending out all of a sudden just increases. It amplifies the energy. So you visualize this energy attracting energy, just being pulled. So whatever it is you're looking to attract, you imagine it being pulled to you in a very euphoric way, in a very great feeling way, in a way that causes you to feel really relaxed, really comfortable, really phenomenal. And the person on the other end, if it's a person, you adjust that dial for them as well, so that it's a bilateral type of thing. They're feeling it, you're feeling it. You see, you can use this technique all the time in whatever you want, your relationship. If you feel in your relationship that you're not as loving towards your spouse, get into you don't have to do a full lying down meditation, but just sit in your chair, relax, close your eyes, visualize that person, your wife, your spouse, your husband, your girlfriend, whatever, boyfriend, and you picture that person, you picture that love, that feeling of emotion, and you just dial it up. You increase that love so much more that, and then you just project it out to that person. I know this sounds like maybe doesn't make sense to a lot of you, and it's not going to make sense until you practice it. But this is the type of technique that is a great mental technique that you can use to really enhance your attraction skills, your psychic awareness skills, whatever it is. I mean, if you want to become more telepathic, for example, you, again, meditate on that, get relaxed, and then you visualize that dial turning up, that ability, those abilities, whatever those abilities that you want. And I think when you do that, you're going to get really good results. But again, it's going to take putting in some flight time. All of this takes flight time. This is one technique that has served me well over the years. I've taught it to people, and they've gotten really terrific results with it. But it's just a matter of putting in the flight time. So take this concept. Take this ratcheting, or take this dialing concept to a new level. Plug it into whatever you're looking to attract. Plug it into your hypnotic influence, your psychic abilities, whatever the case might be. If you want to astral project, which obviously is one of the things I teach, then you ratchet up that dial when you get in that lying down meditation, that you put the astral projection dial on 10 or whatever that number is that you do, and it trains your mind that when it's at that level that you're going to project out. Does that mean it's going to happen the first time? Probably not. But by conditioning the mind with mental energy and muscle memory, you're going to get the results that you're looking for. I hope this information has helped you out. I believe it has provided you just another more fragment of a technique that you can use, and you can layer it onto the other techniques. It's not something that you have to use exclusively, but it's another technique that you can use and get great results from. The reason I give you a lot of different techniques is because some techniques somebody's going to take onto a lot quicker than others. They're going to embrace it. They're going to get great results, where there may be another technique that somebody else uses and gets excellent results at. So I try to give you as many techniques as I can so that you can get the results that you desire. So practice this technique. Give it a good 3, 4, 5 days. Give it, you know, a month. And send me an email. Let me know how it's working for you. I believe that this technique could be the breakthrough that you've been looking for quite some time. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. Thanks for watching and listening, and have a great day. So long.